With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100.7 Star, Bubba Show in the Morning hits all day. More good days in May, brought to you by UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital. And Melanie, our first two-timer, Dr. Jack Rosello, Medical Director of Resolve Crisis Services at UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital, is back with us. Welcome back, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So
you have one of the most soothing voices ever.
Yes.
By the way. It's such a pleasant change from Bubba's, let me tell you.
And by the way, that's actually true. Our subject today is suicide. And everybody gets very nervous when they hear the word. And I understand it. But suicide is definitely something that we do need to talk about. So, you know, what are some of the warning signs that people can be aware of if you or a loved one are at risk for suicide?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bubba. You know, one of the first things I always tell this, one of our best indicators of suicide risk is someone talking about feeling suicidal. It's not a joke. It's not attention seeking. It's not manipulative. If someone says, hey, I'm having thoughts of killing myself, I'm feeling suicidal, we want to take that really seriously. Also, if someone talks about feeling like they're a burden to people, or, you know, we have this sort of three things we think about this. I'm feeling hopeless, like nothing's going to get better. I'm feeling helpless, like I can't change it. I'm feeling unhelpable, like there's nothing anyone else can do that will make it better. I call it sort of the trapped and terrible situation. A lot of times when people are feeling suicidal, a lot of times when they're reaching that point, it's not that they're saying, oh, I'm choosing between A and B and C and D, and this is what I'm choosing. It's because their worldview, because of their situation, because of their emotions, has reached a point where all they can see is that as an option. And it's a pretty scary place for folks to end up.
So, Doctor, when should someone then reach out for help, in your opinion?
Well, you know, as I think you've heard me say before, at Resolve, our motto is call before a crisis becomes a crisis.
Yep.
You know, and just like I tell my colleagues, you know, if they're saying, hey, should I call you about something, Jack, I say, if you think you need to call me, then pick up the phone and call me. Same thing with Resolve. If you think you might need our help, if you think someone you love or care about might need our help, pick up the phone and call. We want to be accessible, not just for, you know, the high level, this is immediately scary and dangerous types of emergencies, but just, I don't know, I'm concerned about this person. I want to reach out and figure things out before they get worse.
Since this whole COVID-19 crisis began, has there been a higher volume of calls, for example?
So when we look at our center versus centers across the country, a lot of us are seeing some shifts in volume, sometimes a little bit higher, sometimes a little bit lower. You know, I think you've heard about, there's been a lot of press made of someone saying that one of the hotlines out there has had a 800 or 1,000%.
I heard 1,000%.
Yeah. Taken a little bit out of context as these things happen. The disaster distress hotline, which by the way, is part of the same structure that handles most of the suicide hotlines in the country, the National Suicide Lifeline, of which Resolve is a member of that network, about 180 centers for that. One subset saw a huge increase in volume, but the rest of us, a little bit of an uptick, relatively level, but certainly a shift in the content.
We're talking to Dr. Jack Rosell, Medical Director of Resolve Crisis Services at UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital, for more good days in May. And this subject's important for us to talk about. It's about suicide. Mel?
So a pretty serious topic this morning with suicide. So we're all literally quarantined together. So we're with family, we're with loved ones. How do they or can they offer support?
Right. So one of the first things I'll say is, if you're concerned that someone you care about is having thoughts about suicide, just ask. You're not going to plant the idea. You're not going to make it worse. Ask with compassion. Say, hey, I'm concerned. I have seen whatever you've noticed. And I got to ask, are you thinking about hurting yourself or killing yourself? And don't shy away from using the phrase killing yourself. Don't shy away from using the word suicide. If someone isn't having those thoughts, like, oh, no, it's not there. But for a lot of people, there's this moment of release, like, oh, I needed to talk about it. I was scared to talk about it. But now if we do it right, we ask the right way, people feel like they have got that comfortable space to start talking about it. And then we listen without judgment, without comparison, without blame, saying, oh, well, I went through something that was much worse. Like, people don't need that at a point of crisis. And then we ask, what do you need from me? How can I help?
I have a naive question. Naive, and I admit it. And if I'm wrong, I want to be told. So is there a difference between somebody that thinks about suicide and somebody who has a plan?
So one of the things we know is that a lot of the people who engage in really high-risk behaviors, things that we would have expected either would lead to death or had a good chance, but for whatever reason, they survived and were able to go back and talk to them. A lot of them, it was fairly impulsive, and say, gosh, you know, if you'd been talking to me, you know, a day before this, I wouldn't have really been thinking about it.
Really?
Anytime someone reaches that point though, that they're thinking about suicide might be an option for me, I'm feeling so hopeless that I feel like I'm running out of options or that might be something I need to do. We really want to be able to reach out and help and support, because we've got really great interventions that can help get people through these crises and get people feeling better, get them their life back to the way they want it.
So how can Resolve help? Let's just go straight to that.
Yeah. So Resolve has a great team. We have over 125 compassionate, smart staff standing by ready to help. We're here 24/7. We provide free and confidential services to folks all across Allegheny County. We're doing a lot to make sure that our patients and our customers, our staff, our community are safe from COVID, to make sure that our staff are screened and that we all have the right kind of PPE. And you can reach us by phone 24/7, 888-796-8226, or 888-7-YOU-CAN. And people can reach out. We can come out to them with a mobile team. They can come to our walk-in center, which is also open 24/7, 365, over at 333 North Braddock Avenue, right at the line between Point Breeze and Homewood. And we're happy to help anyone with anything. We stand around this idea that the individual defines their own crisis. If you or someone you care about is suicidal, absolutely, we want to be there with you. We want to help. If you're angry, you're tired, you're lonely, you're overwhelmed by all that's going on, we want to be there to help. Just reach out.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you. I know it's a very difficult topic to talk about, but the fact that we can do it open, freely, in a comfortable way with a professional like yourself, Dr. Jack Rizzell, Medical Director of Resolve Crisis Services at UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital, 1-888, the number 7, you can. Thank you so much for joining us again, and enjoy this the spring, because the temperatures in the weather, it may be rainy, but the temperatures are spring-like, and we'll take that, right?
Absolutely. Bubba, Melanie, thank you so much. It's been a delight.
Thanks, doctor. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.